Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Daggett County Commission and RDA meeting. It's Tuesday, February 10th, 2026, at 9:01 a.m. We'll begin with invocation offered by our clerk, Lorinda Isaacson, and then the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm sorry. Not Lorinda. Randy. I was thinking of the minutes from last week. Lorinda mentioned that she wanted the blessings of giving the invitation again, but we're gonna ask Randy to give us the invocation. My apologies.
Our Father in Heaven, as we begin this commission meeting today, we're thankful for this opportunity being asked, and we ask thee to have the Lord with us to help us to make the right decision and give us inspiration on the things that need to be addressed this day. We ask thee to bless the moisture that we need and that we can enjoy the beauty and enjoy the need for the water that we have. We ask thee to again watch over us this day and thank you for all the many blessings we enjoy, and we say this in Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
No.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you, sir.
Please rise to join me in the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, I'm hoping that that early mistake on my part isn't indicative of the meeting. So I'll do my best. All right. In the courthouse today, we have all three commissioners, Lorinda Isaacson, our clerk, Peggy White, and Jordan Hewitt with Economic Development and Tourism, and Brian Gibson with IT and GIS, and I don't see Cordell back there, but sometimes he's hiding. And virtually on my behalf, and Lynn Sitterid just joined. Welcome, Lynn.
How are you doing today?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Doing well.
Good. Thank you for being with us today. I would entertain a motion to go in and out of the redevelopment agency meeting.
So moved.
We have a motion and a second to go in and out of the RDA.
Make a motion to approve February 3rd, 2026. Dyke County Commission on the Minutes.
Motion and a second has been made to approve as presented the meeting minutes from our Daggett County Commission and RDA meeting that was held last Tuesday, February 3rd, 2026. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, issue updates for discussion. Any discussion pertinent to the RDA? How about the Municipal Building Authority? Affordable workforce housing. I see good progress on the self-help housing homes. It's exciting to see that. EMS-EMT Sheriff's Office updates. I don't believe anybody's here from the Sheriff's Department or the Fire and EMS. How about discussion on airports?
I think we're supposed to have a meeting today, but we're not going to be able to attend.
Yeah, we're doubled up on the 1 o'clock. And I left with
looking at some of their stuff and they're asking for somebody to finish the year and next year.
Alright, roads. I do have an update on roads to make. I attended the subcommittee for joint highways yesterday in Salt Lake. They were ranking and voting on the ranking for several different projects. Excuse me, the county had applied for the past 3 years a $2 million grant from joint highways to upgrade and pave State Line Road. Number one for that project, received that funding source. It'll be in conjunction with the funding that the town of Miller received last year, so we can do both projects simultaneously in 2028. Is the anticipated construction time for that project. I'll continue to work with the special service, so the transportation district, on their involvement as well. The transportation district made a request for roughly $1 million to work on structure and pavement for the Green River Bridge that provides access to Taylor Flats and other trail to get around from the swimming bridge.
So we can go across it.
Yeah.
Slowly.
Well, that's good to have another access. But they were awarded that request as well for 2029 for structural improvement, replacing the decking on that bridge. And so it was a good day for the county.
Which bridge is it?
Called the Green River Bridge. At least that's one of the
Green River slash T. Taylor Flatbridge. It's
located near so it's a good day for us. We had good support from the committee, and the timing was good based on the funding that they had and the requests that they had. I think everyone received requests, but only two of the five bridge requests were able to be funded. So anything else on roads? All right, code enforcement issues. How about legislation? Jack, any different legislation
to restaurant tax. Sounds like a legal TRT. Kind of alone to see, let it settle and see how it works out. Residential is picking up the tab for all the lack of property taxes been able to come from the commercial side. Sounded like solid. It's likely behind the litigation. They can't come up with agreements. Arizona, Colorado. His name right now on the Colorado River Authority represents Daggett, UNN. Duchesne County informed me yesterday about the expansion of the board, which will not be in favor of the people that are providing the water. And so those counties in particular, Duchesne, because of it's so heavily central Utah, they're very nervous.
Thanks for that update. While we're on legislation, Lynn, do you have anything for us from Senator Curtis?
No,
well, thank you for your support and his.
Different than what I said about the Colorado River Compact and how the meetings went with the governors and the water leaders that were in D.C. last week or the week before?
No, I haven't heard anything good about it. I've got a staff meeting. I'll be leaving your meeting to jump on a staff meeting here at 10 o'clock. And I'll see if they have any updates, but I haven't heard any.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Peggy and Jordan, anything on tourism today?
TRT growth was the largest relative to taxable sales. What is that compared to? I don't understand.
Probably sales. I think that would be compared to sales tax.
And is that a result of that increased tax then?
The tax really didn't go into effect until July 1, so a little bit, yes, but not.
This is from, I believe, November 24th to November 25th. Is what the dates are.
Very cool.
But other counties would have had that same increase in the TRT tax, so at least they had the opportunity for the increase. I don't know that everybody took it, but that's really great.
Yeah, that is.
Have that data.
I don't want to say I was shocked, but it was.
Nice to see the investment and both in money and in time so quickly showing up in our numbers. That's really great. And I don't know how I don't recall how the tax is received, but if this is only through November of 25, we might not be showing what a lot of the summer growth and impact. That's what I recalled. So it'll be good to see that number when it comes through as well. But that's great. Good work.
Good day.
Yes, it was. Good day.
What else was covered in that day on the hill?
Tourism is receiving a 5% less in funding. They're hitting the rural film pretty hard about doing away with the $12 million that's in the Senate for rural Utah. That's being discussed. It's not been voted on yet. There's a lot of good numbers towards why the state shouldn't get rid of that. Well, we've not been working on the recipient yet. There's a lot of surrounding things that have, and it brings a lot of jobs into the state also. And the rural one is receiving probably more than the larger counties are receiving in film. A lot more.
A lot more rural projects.
It's a lot less
Thanks for your effort to get to that day and represent the county. All right. Are there any citizens that would like to make public comment today?
Yeah,
would you, for the record, state your name and if you would step up so we can get you clearly on the microphone, John. Thank you.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. What I was wondering is if there's been any action or something to the national facility. One thing I had was I know ICE has been trying to get a lot of people they got so many.
Terms of trying to figure out if there's a way that they can make it work.
We were working up there crack sealing with UDOT. We were up there just the other day, and we turned our truck around to come out of there and just look like it's getting up there.
I'd say the parking lot could probably use a little bit of work, but the building itself is in good shape, and it's been
And I know it's hard to take care of.
Have not forgot about it. And there are efforts continually to solve that problem and put that building back in use. But I appreciate your thoughts and ideas. And all of that. Thank you, John.
Thank you very much.
Any other citizen comment today? All right, let's move on to review the cash summary and the accounts receivable for the county and the RDA.
Make a motion to acknowledge receipt of the cash summary and accounts receivable report for Daggett County and RDA.
All right, we have a motion and a second to acknowledge the receipt of the cash summary and the accounts receivable report for the county and the redevelopment agency as of February 6, 2026. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next, the open invoice register for Daggett County.
Make a motion to approve full the open invoice register dated 2/5/2026 in the amount of $1,795.04. The payroll reimbursement register dated 1/18 through 1/31/2026, the amount of $81.20.
We have a motion and a second to approve the open invoice register dated 2/5/2026 in the amount of $53,795.04, and also the reimbursement register for payroll period 1/18 to 1/31/2026 in the amount of $81.20. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Now there's a disbursement summary for the county.
Make a motion to approve or acknowledge receipt of the disbursement summary for Daggett County dated 1/30 through 2/5/2026 in the amount of $198,958.71 with the government.
Second. A motion and a second's been made to acknowledge the receipt of the disbursement summary from 1/30 to 2/5/2026. For Daggett County in the amount of $198,958.71. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, it's time for us to take a short recess so that we can conduct our Municipal Building Authority meeting today, and the time is 9:30.